Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
Hello, all. Welcome. September 1st. Welcome to the first day of September. A lot of people consider autumn officially has begun, but we still got 3 weeks left of summer, so let's enjoy that. But as of today, we get one step closer to Monday Night Football, which means we get closer to Thursday Night Football, which means we'll have the BP's Writers Contest coming up this morning.
That's right, the VIP on stand of the Banjo Bowl in style with Boston Pizza.
Yeah, very cool. We'll also have AC/DC tickets coming up this morning, Marina J. We got tickets leading all the way up to that show in mid-September at IG Field. That's coming up. Hooters Girls in after 8:30. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Raina. We start now. 92 City FM, World Class Rock, 6:11. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Raina. Good morning.
29 is the high for today. It's going to be a hot one. 15 right now.
Wheels, we have AC/DC tickets up for grabs.
Sure do.
Do you care to tell me what time we're going to do that?
7:30.
7:30.
30.
Oh, 7. God. All right, I'll write that down. Double underline.
And you can also write down BP's.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up at 6:30.
BP 6:30.
And Hooters 8:30.
Man, it's packed. Busy Tuesday.
Yeah, it's great. And 2 for Tuesdays starting after 8 o'clock this morning. Or sorry, after 10 o'clock this morning.
You write that. Now lick the pen. The old guys, eh?
Now,
why do they do
explain
that?
Explain to me what the licking of the pen did, even back in the day. Because, I mean, like, I come from the generation of the ballpoint
pen.
Did
it get the ink flowing or something?
How did that get the ink flowing? I never understood that.
I don't know.
No idea.
Does it taste good?
No, there's really no taste. I mean, if you started, it's not healthy to
go. Maybe write smoother.
Write smooth. Let me see.
I don't know.
I think we've all either been that person or we've seen that person in elementary, the kid that would have the pen in his mouth and then sit there and then eventually, I don't know, for whatever reason, they pull it out and they just be full of ink, like the whole side of their
face. Oh, yeah. I've seen kids like that at school. I remember that. They'd chew it and accidentally bite it and there'd be ink everywhere.
Everywhere. Or so, if it explodes in your pocket,
that's a
bad too. Bad scene.
So I'm curious. Like, I mean, if anybody knows, please. I mean, is this something I need to take to Reddit?
Why people used to... Does anybody? Nobody actually licks pens anymore unless you're of a certain vintage.
Vintage?
Like,
sexual
orientation.
Do you want to know the answer?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. If a pen has been sitting around for a while, the ink that's on the tip of the pen dries up. So when you go to write a sentence, the ball won't roll at the very bottom of the tip. So you're supposed to lick it to moisten it so that the ball rolls so the ink flows out of your pen.
So that can still be a productive sort of activity. Like, I mean, it's not... It's,
yeah, just lick the tip.
Activity?
Just lick the tip and it'll come out.
Just lick it once.
Don't forget that advice.
Lick it once.
Because we were saying it was something that people used to do a long time ago, but it sounds like it's still effective now.
Yeah,
Lick that ball on the end of the pen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank God it's 6:15. I don't know if we can get away with this at 7 o'clock. Too much innuendo. I'll take a quick break here, 5 minutes away from what's trending. Hang on.
What's trending?
All right. The date today, in the year of 2015, the month of September, the day being the first, and that means school zones are back in effect.
You took mine. I wrote up a whole thing.
Well, I'm sure you'll be reminding people throughout the morning during traffic and everything, but just a reminder, those school zones, 30K. There's no exception. There's no like, I can go a few kilometers over. Like, you know, like if you're in a 70, you can think maybe I can get away with 75, 76. 30, that's it. Maybe even go 25 just to be safe. Yeah. Because those are expensive tickets and there's freaking kids out there and kids are stupid.
I get out of my car and push it.
That was a great idea.
Throw it neutral.
Nice idea.
But cops will be out starting today and then the reason that it might trick some people is because school for almost most of the divisions in Winnipeg don't actually start till next week. So there's not going to be kids running around or a lot of vehicles or buses, but
like
you're still going to have to slow down because
like
they will ticket you. Yeah.
Just a reminder. You know, like they just get, school's right.
Yeah. Okay, the Toronto Blue Jays playing great baseball. They've kind of captured the imagination of the country. Everybody's jumping on board. Looks like they're, knock on wood, looks like they're a playoff team at this point. Mm-hmm. But you're not a serious contender until Pat Sajak says you are. He was on a Baltimore Orioles broadcast and was asked what he thinks, who he thinks is going to win the World Series this year. And here's what Pat had to say.
If you had to predict teams in the World Series, who would it be?
All right, you want to know who it's going to be? I'm going to tell you right now. It's going to be Pittsburgh and Toronto.
Pittsburgh and Toronto.
Wow,
and
if I'm right, that is such a good call.
If I'm right.
That is a good call.
Is that a good call? I think they're both, you know, they're going to slug their way there, both of them.
And they've got good pitching.
And they got enough pitching to carry them.
Toronto, I don't know about the pitching.
I don't know either. And look, I could make
that's
a
probably
case
good
for eight teams.
Well, you know, it's a past eight. Jack's been here to Winnipeg a few times. He's a huge Washington Capitals fan. He's been spotted at Jets games, him and his son. We actually asked him once upon a time, excuse me, Mr. Zajac, would you like to come and pull the 50-50? No, thanks. Yeah, I'm going to politely decline. Like, yeah. Absolutely, sir.
I'm Pat Sajak. I'm not working right now. Yeah. Leave me be.
Makes sense that he's an Oriole fan, if he is, because, I mean, it's right down the street from...
He seemed to be pretty cozy with the guys on the Baltimore Orioles broadcast, so yeah.
Well, Camden Yards isn't far from D.C., and I think that's where he spends his time and like when he's not working. So
okay, but look at that. Pirates, Jays, World Series, according to Pat Sajak.
I like it. Pat, I'd like to solve the puzzle. You're right. Oh, and Reena already got the ice cream. Sorry about that. All right, that's what's trending. 6:24 now. 92 City FM, world-class rock. The truths that you're guaranteed to hear a twofer from later on today. That starts after 10 a.m. this morning. Two for Tuesdays on 92 City FM. 6:35, my name's Dave Wheeler. Phil Aubrey is to my broadcast right. Rena J to my broadcast left. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena.
Fist pumping.
I'm fist bumping. You don't like to fist bump?
Beat up a beat.
Did you say fist bumping or pump? What did you say?
I think I called it a bump. It's more of a pump.
Yeah, it's pumping. Fist pumping.
Beat up the beat. Remember that
Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Fist bump would be.
I miss
fist
Jersey Shore.
Yeah,
like,
there's your there it is. Gimme knuckles.
Right.
Bump and pump. Sonny, I have 29 for today. We're at 14 right now.
All right. Time now to give away, qualify someone to potentially be one of the finalists at Boston Pizza Thursday night as we kick off the NFL season. Not this Thursday, the Thursday after. Mm-hmm. Boston Pizza over in Keniston. A football. Could be throwing the football around in the parking lot. If you could, these qualifiers, that's what they're going to be doing to possibly win this VIP Banjo Bowl package.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. Okay, 204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. We'll grab a caller here, and we're going to, just one. We're going to give you one question. And it's multiple choice.
Okay.
Right? Whew. It's difficult.
780 City. 780 2484.
What's your name?
Mike.
All right, Mike. One question. Multiple choice. You got to listen to all of the answers before you answer, okay?
All right.
All right. If you were a Rider fan, you would be A, inbred, B, married to a close relative, C, ugly and stupid, D, an asshole, or E, all of the above.
Boy, that's a tough one, Wheeler. I'll go with E.
Yes!
That's correct.
Good.
Wow.
Good call.
Wow. You know what?
I thought you were going to screw it up for a second there, but you nailed it.
It was tough right there. I'm glad you listened to them all, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well done, Mike. Well done, Mike. All right, so Philly's going to hang on the line. Philly's going to tell you some more details and grab some hard trivia.
Yes.
Hard, and it'll get harder tomorrow. We'll do it again for your chance to get into the Banjo Bowl. And it's also tying it in with Thursday night football.
We're qualifying people to come to the Thursday night NFL kickoff where we give away the Banjo Bowl VIP package, 8 loge seats.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool. All right, we'll do that again tomorrow morning. 6:38 now, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. I got it last night. I was down at Shaw Park.
Oh, here we go. First pitch, Dave Wheeler night.
Do we have video?
Of course we have video. Last night, Gold Eyes game, 92 City FM was the media sponsor. The Pint downtown was the main sponsor. And Philly, you were right. You called. Okay, here's my pitch, right? So I lined up and...
Bach right there.
Well, I threw it as hard as I could and made it all the way over the backstop and it slipped out of my hand. No, I honestly feel like...
They're thinking, Dick, never ask him back.
Yeah. Well, as threw it into the crowd.
As you had mentioned beforehand, Phil, you said there might be three people throwing. Well, it turns out Chris Thorburn of the Winnipeg Jets was like the real one to throw the opening pitch.
Star.
So there was sponsor,
Ooh.
And
Whoa,
then...
Whoa, he nailed it.
Well, it was funny. He and I were chatting. I was like, have you done this before? He says, yeah, I did it, you know, back in Ontario, and I dribbled one over the plate. He says, so I'm really going to try and give one some heat because Mark Stewart was catching for him.
That's awesome.
So the ball that I managed to get all the way over the backstop and into the crowd.
Yeah.
Again, I'm throwing as hard as I can. I have no idea where I'm aiming.
Could have hit a child, Wheeler.
Actually, I was one seat away from hitting a child. But hey, no harm, no foul, right?
Just kidding.
Thorburn looks like, if Thorburn was going to be anything, he'd be a closer. He looks like a closer.
His hair is long.
His hair and the beard.
I was going to say, his hair looks really long.
He was there with his wife and kid yesterday. And, it was in. And Mark Stewart there as well. And it ended up being a pretty good game. Yeah, the Fargo-Moorhead, they were leading when we left the game.
They won the game. I can't remember what the score was.
That took my four-year-old Angus, who absolutely loved the ice cream.
Yeah.
He doesn't like baseball, though.
Well, it's not that he doesn't like baseball, but I mean, it's
slow for a four-year-old.
Yeah.
They like concessions. Kids at that age,
but his kid likes golf.
Yeah.
Watching golf on TV. Last time your kid came to my house, he was like, golf, and like pointing at the TV. I'm like, are you kidding me?
The apple doesn't fall as far.
Train him to do that and go to people's houses?
Well, see, the hardest part was trying to explain to Angus, like, hey, Angus, we're going to go watch a baseball game. So he's like, okay, cool, I got that. And then we get there, and he's like, okay, am I playing? And I'm like, no, buddy, we're going to watch the game. But just wait here so daddy can go throw a ball down in the field.
There was a lot to explain.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand what you're putting me through here. Yeah. So anyways, just feed the kid lots of ice cream. Here you go. Ice cream, sugar,
you can
ice
keep
cream,
them anywhere with enough treats.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, thank you again to Andrew Coyer and the entire Gold Eyes baseball team. I had a great time throwing out the opening pitch, kind of, last night before Chris Thorburn threw the actual opening pitch last night. 6:47, we'll take a break. News, weather, sports is on the way. Hey, I wanted to bring this up really quickly. As far as the whole brown water thing, there is an advisory out there. People in the west end of the city, Rena just had it in her newscast. They're saying it's fine, just don't use it. Don't wash your clothes, don't bathe in it, don't wash with it, don't drink it. Mm-hmm. But it should be done within 24 to 48 hours, right? Because they're doing some work out in that area.
Yeah, no longer than 48.
And I actually was washing my hands last night, and can somebody like email me or tweet at me or Facebook me, and somebody explain to me why when I turn on my tap and I go for hot water, I gotta sit there and hold my hand under for like 30 seconds until it gets warm. Is this just a Canada thing? Because it's happened everywhere I've lived.
Water has to heat. It's coming from the hot water. The hot water tank's got to heat it up, right? Or
it should be hot. I mean,
if you used cold water last, then the water's sitting in the line. Same thing, like.
But if you've used hot water last and you go to fire it up, the hot water comes pouring out of there.
But yeah, unless it's been sitting there all day and then it cools down in the lines.
Is that why?
Yeah, that's absolutely why.
Simple of an explanation, because as soon as I turn on the cold water, it goes freezing cold like that. But the hot water, my hot water tank's full. I know it is. It hasn't been used all day, but it takes 30 to 45 seconds for it to get warm.
I just think it's getting rid of that cold water. Yeah, Rena, who sounds like a civic engineer over there, laying it down.
Oh, I just know because with the hose outside, I give the dogs water, and it always takes, like, honest to God, 2 minutes of watering for the hot water that goes through the whole hose and all the way through just because it's been sitting in the sun all day, right? Mm-hmm. That's in the line to get cold water for the dogs, and I mentioned that before. I don't know.
There's lots of calls here, so maybe someone has a... Maybe Rena nailed it. They're all like, yeah, she got it. Go, girl. Hi, City.
Yeah, that's exactly it there. Mm. Volume of water between the hot water tank and your faucet, and the water has to clear that before you'll start getting the hot water through your tap.
Honestly, and the reason I ask, I just find it such a waste of water. Like, I mean, sit there and wait 30 to 45. That's a lot of water. That's wasteful. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I kind of brought it up.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Yeah. Good.
I know there's systems that can circulate your hot water to the farthest tap in your house, so that as soon as you turn on your hot water, your hot water is instantly there.
Hmm, good.
And that if you don't insulate those lines, when you have that system on, then you're kind of dissipating that heat into your house. So you have to have those lines insulated if you want hot water right away.
Remember when I was living in a mobile home in Alberta and my water froze.
I
had to get underneath the trailer, like 48 below.
Hair dryer.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of fun. All right, 7:08, we'll take a break. AC/DC tickets coming up here in the next 20, 25 minutes. Hang on. 92 City FM, world-class rock, Green Day and Holiday. Haven't heard from them in a while as far as a new record. Wouldn't mind hearing something new from Green Day.
Sure. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers.
Yeah, absolutely. 7:15, Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
29 is the high for today with sunshine. We're at 14 right now.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, a little over 15 minutes, AC/DC tickets. Chance for you to win these tickets, and we'll do that right up until showtime.
Speaking of concerts, you know, this Friday, Lyric Theater at Assiniboine Park, Sloan is playing.
Good Canadian boys right there. You're not Canadian unless you've seen Sloan at least twice.
Second annual Sound and Sky benefit concert. All proceeds going towards the Assiniboine Park Conservatory. It's going to be a whole bunch of food trucks down there. Headley's playing too. But whatever. There's a lot of people that dig Headley. Mm-hmm. Headley's playing. Tickets are $34.95 and go on sale. Or they're on sale right now. They can be purchased online at the Assiniboine Park website or in person at the zoo entrance or the pavilion in Assiniboine Park. Seen flown two or three times.
Yeah, most people have. It's good. They've been around a long time. It's almost surprising when you realize how long they've been around.
No kidding. Well, I mean, all the way back to what I'd say the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
20 years they've been around at least.
Yeah.
It's a good band. A lot of fun.
And they've stood the test of time. They still make pretty good music.
Sure they do. Living in California full-time, mm-hmm. which sucks.
Yeah.
But they still count as Canadian content. Hey, I wanted to mention this story the other day, and we've heard stories about this before. Like, you go online, and you're like, ooh, remember the Walmart screwed up. They're selling TVs for $20. And then you order it, and then Walmart goes, damn it, we screwed up. We sold a bunch of TVs for $20. Oh, well.
I've never had that happen to me, but I'd love it to happen.
So would I. Yeah. So would I. I've heard stories about it all the time. And I heard about this one. This is just a couple days old. Air Canada, they had a bit of a screw-up on their website. They are offering a 10-flight deal anywhere in North America for $800.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Take that.
If the people saw it, they're like, holy crap! And so they jumped on it, and they bought it, they got a receipt, they got a confirmation, their credit cards were charged, and then Air Canada went, oh, crap. And so they pulled the promotion because it was actually supposed to be $8,000.
Ooh, that poor internet person who screwed that up.
No, how about more so the poor people that ordered it and thought they had a confirmation and everything when Air Canada says, no, we're not honoring that, sorry.
They should honor that.
Here's what they said. There was a receipt, there was a confirmation, there was a transaction that went through, which technically is a binding contract. They said, no, we're going to rescind that. But tell you what, we'll give you the original deal that we wanted. We'll give you the 10 flights for $8,000 and we'll throw in an extra flight. And people are going, no. That's ridiculous. That's not fair because a lot of these people went and they got the deal, they got all their information, and they went to go book a flight, and they couldn't do it.
Oh, they called Air Canada.
I don't know. Everybody screwed up in their job. There's some web tech person at Air Canada who screwed that up. And if they're not able to retract that deal, then that poor person's probably going to get canned or feel horrible. I don't know. It was an honest mistake.
No, he's going to feel horrible.
Well, you've made mistakes at your job.
No, I know.
Do you hope you get a second chance?
I'm just saying, it's just funny that, like, that's a big concern that the guy feels bad. Losing his job would suck, yeah, but... him feeling horrible, whatever, at the end of the day, I'm sure he'll get over it the next day.
Well, let's just say that 100 people jumped on that deal.
Yeah.
And they saved themselves close to $7,000. Well, you multiply 7,000 by 100 people, and now Air Canada's out $700,000.
That's right. That's a big mistake. That's probably reason for dismissal.
Right. So I was just going to say, it's a little more than just a, oopsie, yeah. I forgot a zero.
Right.
Be like, listen, you cost us $700,000, you're fired.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't feel bad about firing that person. But I'm just more pissed that they didn't honor it. Be like, hey, we screwed up. Yes, we'll honor this, but no more. So I think it's a bit of a... egg on their face on this one.
Sure. But I mean, again, if it saves someone their job, then I'm okay with them retracting it.
Yeah. September 4th, that's this Friday. Brand new record from Iron Freaking Maiden, Book of Souls. Rena put up the new single at 92cityfm.ca.
I also was reading that they have a video game out now.
Come on.
Maiden, but it's one of those old school ones. Like
perfect.
The bit, whatever.
The 8-bit game?
Yeah, the 8-bit game.
You roll around with a hammer?
I didn't see how it worked. I just saw, like, the actual machine and one of those.
Oh, it's like a full stand-up arcade.
Oh, yeah. They released it a couple days ago.
Oh, even cooler. Gonna need that for the basement. Iron Maiden, new record this Friday. 7:32, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena on a Tuesday, an hour away from the Hooters girls.
29 is the high for today with sunshine. We're at 14.
Also, Bone Phone 805, lots of response to cooking hash browns in a toaster. as well, somebody who called 311 and wasn't happy with his service.
By the way, did we get the person's name for...
You'll have to tune in at 805 on the Bone Phone.
Perhaps. Because we want to give away another key to Rena's house, which is the plaque that's done up by CM and Grave of Transcona.
Yeah, he may have called. He may be really excited about this key.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I think exciting. He thinks he's getting an actual key to Rena's house, though. So that will have to be clarified.
Oh, no.
If that's the case, then this is the biggest goddamn key fob I've ever seen in my life. The thing would just shoot. Yeah, this is basically what they tie a key to at the gas station so you don't steal it when you go to the shitter.
Yeah.
Like, here to the washroom. Here you go.
Don't walk I love away that. Like, they got a barbell tied to their key. Like, it's just some huge epidemic. People stealing bathroom keys. I guess the deal is they forget they've got it. And they
yes,
go back
and
to
they
their
walk
yeah.
away.
But
with
you're
it.
Not forgetting you got that.
And it costs a few bucks to get those.
Oh, yeah.
Replaced,
get a locksmith out.
Yeah. All right. 204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. Again, 204-780-2484. Call that number right now if you would like AC/DC tickets, because we're giving them away right now, and every single morning leading up to the show, we're all three of us are going, and we're not going because it's like, oh yeah, you guys are radio guys. Of course you get
we
to
bought
go.
Our tickets.
Yeah.
We were in line like everybody
yeah.
else. That's how big this show is. We couldn't even get freebies out of the station.
Our boss is like, no, you don't get them. Shut up.
And the That's tickets that we're giving away, we had to buy those ones too.
Yes.
So, hey, this is the real deal. Like, we spent money on this.
Mm-hmm.
204-780-CITY. Here's the question this morning. AC/DC... in a professional use, it stands for alternate current, direct current.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, when AC/DC was coming through the ranks, Rena, there was a lot of hate from a lot of religious mm-hmm. groups, and they were saying that the AC/DC acronym actually stood for something else.
Knights in Satan's Service.
That's KISS.
Oh.
That's KISS. But very similar.
Yes.
But very similar.
That's
same kind of
my
idea.
My mom told me that once.
You wouldn't yeah. want to listen to those Knights in Satan's Service. It's terrible.
Devil music.
Right.
So what did AC/DC stand for as far as what the religious groups thought? I know there's two. There's two that I'll accept because I even went online to check because the one that I heard, that my mother told me, you know what that stands for, right, is different than some of the ones.
Moms always find this stuff out. Oh, like, moms sit around, have coffee, and talk about this stuff.
By the way, have you heard about this KISS band?
Mom, nice. You still owe me $25 for my Two Live Crew tape that
Did
you
she smash
threw
it?
Out. She threw it out. 780 City, 780-2484.
Hello.
Hi, I can't believe it.
Can't believe what?
I was calling from Portage la Prairie, and we never get through.
Well.
I hope you know the answer.
Yeah. Here's your chance.
It's someone who kind of swings both ways, heterosexual or homosexual.
Well,
what?
That's not technically an explanation for the acronym.
Yeah, it's an acronym.
Yeah, we're looking
the
letters.
For the acronym.
Oh, sorry.
You let Portage la Prairie down!
No.
You failed them!
No.
You gotta do the walk of shame at the first
shame.
Terriers game.
Shame.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Next.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Are you from Portage too?
Okay. No.
Okay, Neepawa, Gladstone,
Oak Bank,
Melitta.
Good morning, City.
Gunton.
Oh,
they hung up.
Oh,
man, I
just lost
this would be
AC,
a lot easier.
AC tickets. Good morning.
Going once. Hello, hello, hello.
Anyone?
Not there. No.
Anyone?
Hello, City. Hello, City.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Holy man.
Alternating current. Something current.
That's the actual professional term. It's alternating current, direct current. So that's what AC/DC stands for. So and Angus Young actually saw that on his sister's sewing machine. So he said, hey, AC/DC. But through the late 70s, early 80s, and even into the 90s, a lot of religious groups were saying that it stood for something else. The acronym of AC/DC was something else to scare mm-hmm. kids away from listening to it. What was that acronym? Hello.
I'm just going to have to take a guess.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
Antichrist, Devil Child.
See, now I'm going to give it to you. That's the one that I
that
heard.
That is correct. That's the one I knew.
That's the one you knew, too?
Yeah, that's
okay.
the one I knew.
Now,
yeah.
I went online, and I think it might be a regional thing, because I heard Antichrist, Devil Child. I've also heard After Christ, Devil Comes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So either one of those. I would have accepted either one of those. What is your name?
Ben.
Did you actually just guess that for real?
I just guessed that.
Wow. That's impressive.
Well, you're going to AC/DC.
You got tickets, man.
Woo!
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Good for you.
Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Ems Brothers.
Your first choice for all your recreational needs on the water or on the trail with ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, Sea-Doos, and more.
This is cool. Two members from The Watchmen will be playing an acoustic set this fall to raise funds for the Asylum Mission. Lead singer Danny Greaves and guitarist Joey Sterlin will return to the city for October 28th. They're going to be doing a show at the Pony Corral downtown, and They're promising an acoustic set that includes fan favorites, new music, and songs that will inspire them. There's only 125 tickets available for the show. The tickets are $50 each, but that also includes food and appetizers and, like, auction prizes and stuff, with the proceeds, of course, going to the Silo Mission. So it's a good cause.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
Do great work over there at Silo Mission.
Yeah. Pulp Fiction could have starred a couple of 90s rock icons in supporting roles. Apparently, rumor has it, and Courtney Love is saying that this is true, that her and Kurt Cobain were offered roles in the film by director Quentin Tarantino. So apparently, they were approached about playing Lance and Jody, a drug dealer and his girlfriend who make that brief but very memorable appearance in Pulp Fiction. Apparently, Kurt Cobain was the one who turned down the offer, and the part where eventually went to Patricia Arquette and Eric Stoltz. And
Lance was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When he's the what's her name ODs at his house.
Mm-hmm. What do we do, man?
Yeah.
And that's totally a role that you could see them in, though. Hey, yeah. Like Kurt Cobain and Courtney
take a
Love.
A lot of acting.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how many times has that scene played out at their place, right?
All right, guys. Here's what we're thinking: where you guys get really, really high, and Courtney will pretend you OD. Oh wait, Courtney has OD. Roll camera. Roll camera. Yeah.
When Travolta phones, I'm bringing this chick who OD'd to your house. He's like, what? And he said, don't bring her anywhere near here. And then Travolta pulls up on the front lawn.
I gotta go back and watch that again. I love that movie.
President Obama is about to get a little wild. He's going to be the next special guest on an episode of the NBC outdoor adventure show Running Wild with Bear Grylls. You guys ever watch that show?
Bear Grylls is awesome.
I love Bear Grylls, yeah. The first season of his show, he actually has some big names. So basically he'll take them to, like, he'll just pick a different location around the world and a big celebrity will go with him somewhere. Last season he had Ben Stiller jumping out of helicopters with him and rock climbing and stuff. They had Zac Efron, Tom Arnold has done it before. So now President.
Well, I thought Zac Efron just took a big dive at the box office this weekend. I didn't know he was diving out of planes.
Yeah,
too.
That was last season. So anyway, Bear Grylls is going to be taking the president trekking through Alaska in the Alaskan wilderness in an effort to highlight the efforts of the effects of climate change in that area.
Go by Sarah Palin's house.
Yeah.
Hey, Sarah, can you point? Oh, there it is. We can see it from your kitchen window.
Russia.
Yeah, so look forward to that.
It'll be the president and obviously like 15 Secret Service like that aren't on camera, right? Because the president don't go anywhere without his detail.
Yeah, I don't know how that works because the point of the show is it's one camera guy, Bear Grylls, and you are surviving, you know, and he's showing you how to eat gross bugs and eat live snakes or whatever he does.
Interesting.
If you've never seen it before, it's worth YouTubing. He's got so many crazy moments from his wild shows that are just...
Obama's actually in Anchorage, Alaska right now talking about climate change and...
Well, that's why they're filming it there. It's about the climate change thing perfect. In Alaska. That's what the whole thing is about, yeah. Okay, so next year's Video Music Awards could become a 10-hour ordeal because MTV is considering Kanye West as the host for next year.
Well, that would make sense if, you know, once you go Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, some of the details have come out. So his big, weird, crazy speech went on for almost 13 minutes. Despite the fact he brutally trashed the network and awards shows in general, they said they loved it. They only gave him a 2-minute slot, but the producers in the control room were told to stand down, stand told, because he was starting to get crazy. So they were all debating if they should play the music or cut him off. Can you just picture what the control room was like? Back there. So they decided to let him just go on and on and on, and they said that they're just expecting, the ratings aren't in yet, but they're expecting huge numbers because Twitter blew up, everything blew up. And along those lines, moving the story a little bit forward, Kanye West just made a young man, a very, very rich young man. This guy named Tramell Ferguson last year registered the domain name KanyeForPresident.com, and he has been hit up for hundreds of thousands of dollars to sell that domain name that he paid. What do you pay for that? Like, you know, $10 to register a domain name. Yeah. So he's making some kid very rich. Yeah. That's the scoop.
Do you think he's actually going to run? Regardless, he's making money anyways.
I would say no. I'd say he won't run.
I'd say I doubt it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. The sooner you get new Duraco windows and doors, the sooner you'll save on your hydro bills year-round. Visit Duraco.ca.
All right, Rena's had it all morning, but it's worth mentioning again.
Anyway, here's a reminder for all the donkey drivers and, you know, idiots of Winnipeg that really don't know what they're doing behind the wheel. Tomorrow is September 1st. Remember, school zones are 30 kilometers, not 50 anymore. Remember, tickets are double. Have fun.
And don't forget, kids are stupid. That's why we need to slow down, because they will run out into oncoming traffic, not even thinking.
Absent-minded.
Ooh, ball. Mm-hmm.
Absent-minded. They got 100 things on their brain, and sometimes
being
they're
safe
not,
is not one of them.
They're not careful in traffic.
So that's
sometimes.
Why you need to be safe instead.
I know, Rena, you've complained about 311 before. I always seem to get through right when I call, or at least not a very long wait anyway.
Oh, have you ever tried calling 311? I was on hold for an hour. Trying to report a truck that's parked in front of my house for the last year, basically, and hasn't moved. you ever tried calling 311? Makes you want to run your head through a wall. Way to go, City of Winnipeg. Great job once again.
I gotta let you in on something. That's the cops. They think you're a drug dealer. So that's why 311 didn't answer, and they're not gonna tell you who that is parked in front of your house.
It's called a stakeout. It's been there for a year.
Cut your grass. That might help. Observation or something, incident in traffic here.
This goes out to the dickwad in the silver car Sunday night that was speeding down Elizabeth, hit a cat, and kept going. Thanks for making me take care of your mess, you dick. If you have a cat, keep the thing inside.
Well, at least he stopped and cleaned up the mess.
Yes.
Yuck. Hash browns in the toaster.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. This started with, can you cook in a dryer?
Mm-hmm.
And we want to try that. That's
the
plan.
Yeah, we wanted to cook a roast in a dryer and see.
And then it turned into hash browns in the dryer, or in the dryer, hash browns in the toaster, and we want to award this guy the key to Rena's house.
Yes.
Which is a beautiful plaque.
Yep.
Made by C.M. and Grave of Transcona. So we're going to call it. But the thing is, we need his, because the name goes right here, and so we need the person's name.
Well, ask and you shall receive.
Hey guys, it's the hash brown cooker here. That's the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. Everybody at work talking about it. I'd love to hear from you guys, and I'd love even more to come and cook some of those things for you guys on air. Hopefully I'll talk to you later.
I'm gonna cook them.
Listen, we should turn
that
into like a cooking
so
show.
That is so funny. Like we should totally get him in here to make us his magical special hash browns, which are just hash browns in the toaster.
So I need to watch him close, because I want to make sure I push down on the toaster the same way he does. And we know that's difficult.
I'm
get
visualizing
him to do a tutorial.
This. Yeah, we'll have that cooking.
We gotta.
Cooking show thing out front, yeah. Wheeler with a microphone. So what are you doing now?
What I'm doing is I'm waiting for the toaster to pop it up, right. And then it'll be done. Anyways, you're going to get one of these right here. So we got his name, Quentin. His phone number and everything.
Yep.
Quentin, congratulations. You are a winner of a key to Rena's house, and you can put that up on your wall.
Before, we do have a couple of other hash brown concerns before we move along here.
You got to specify more than just hash brown and say hash brown patties instead of just hash brown, because I know some stupid friggin' people that would actually dump a bag of hash browns in the toaster and try and cook them like that. And I think you'd have real mess that way. So maybe you give that guy the key, but say hash brown patties.
Mm-hmm.
That
there's,
could be a fire hazard. There's that. Speaking of fire.
With the deal with the hash browns in the toaster, yeah, you can't cook more than a bag. Otherwise, you get a bit of grease in the bottom and the old toaster goes up in flames. 911 emergency. Hello.
Oh, explaining that to the firemen.
There is a reason there are warnings on hair dryers saying do not use in bathtub because of people like that.
Well, right. And we should say, if you are cooking hash browns in a toaster, they're not necessarily meant to be cooked that way. So you want to, be careful.
Hash brown patty.
Mm-hmm.
Hash brown patty.
Yeah.
Not hash browns, not the loose kind. Hash brown patties.
But even with a patty, there might be a level of grease from the breading that it could be dangerous.
That's
just
true.
Be careful with it.
Right.
Right.
Don't like pop the toaster down and go have a shower.
Keep an eye on it in case you're going to throw it in the sink.
You're still getting a key to Rena's house because of your sheer brilliance. 8:11 now. Good morning. A lot of really good shows firing up this fall. Of course, ones that we're familiar with. The Walking Dead, Heroes Reborn is a new one that's debuting.
Fear the Walking Dead's on right now.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Also excellent.
Two episodes into that one. My wife and I just started watching season 3 of Ray Donovan. I don't know if you've caught this one on Movie Central.
I haven't, but I've heard really good things from credible people.
Liev Schreiber.
Not just people. Credible people have said it's very good.
Liev Schreiber and... am I saying that right? Liev Schreiber? Or is it Liv Schreiber?
I think it's Liv. I call him Mr. Naomi Watts.
Is that who he's married to?
Yeah, yeah.
Good pull.
For a long time.
Wow. He's the main character in this. John Voight's in it as well. And he's basically he works in Hollywood. but people hire him and pay him big money to get themselves out of really sticky situations. Like, right. Hey, I woke up from a major binge and there's two dead hookers in my room. What do I do? And
he goes, like a cleaner, like Harvey Keitel in, was that Pulp Fiction? Like he's like a cleaner. He cleans up messy situations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, same way as, it's kind of like an Entourage a little bit where they, you know, they're on movies. Anyways, it's a wonderful, wonderful show. He says no more than five words per episode. He's just like this very stoic caveman kind of.
He's okay. A big guy though, right? He's a big, intimidating looking guy.
Yeah. Well, even when he was in town filming Goon years ago, he had a scene with Jim Toth. And Michael Douse, the director, is like, all right, we're going to do this, this, and this. And Toth actually, he was standing right beside Liv Schreiber because he was interviewing in the scene, says, Michael, I don't think I'm getting enough camera time on me. And Liv just looks at him and goes, that's funny, kid.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Very, very, very stoic human being. There's not a whole lot of emotion.
Brushed off
him.
The joke.
Yeah. Funny stuff, kid. Another good one that is on Netflix as well, from what I hear, is Wet Hot American Summer.
I've heard good things about that, too. I've seen that. I haven't watched it. I've seen it on the guide.
What are you watching, Rena? Anything?
Is that one with Paul Rudd? Is that the one you're thinking of?
I don't think so.
Oh.
And it's a TV show, right?
Yes. Well, it's on Netflix. So, yeah. I mean, all episodes now streaming.
Count.
And Netflix seems to be where everyone's going for all these shows now. There's one on Show Me that looks really good called Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer for this one yet?
No, I haven't.
It's Paul Rudd. Sorry. Paul Rudd stars in that with Bradley Cooper, the Wet Hot American Summer.
Really?
Yeah. I knew I saw him in the preview driving the motorbike or whatever.
Brad Cooper and Paul Rudd are in that one?
Yeah.
How is that not getting bigger press?
Yeah. Amy Poehler. Elizabeth Banks.
Wow.
It's a massive cast.
It's more like a movie cast.
That's a hell of a cast.
That's why I thought it was a movie when you said TV show. I'm like, is that the one with Paul Rudd? I thought that was a movie because I've seen the previews.
Well, is it a movie or a TV show?
It's a movie. It is a movie, yeah.
Well, I have to do
some
research.
It's both because I'm pretty sure I think we're thinking of two different things.
You said it's called Wet Hot American Summer?
I'm pretty sure Netflix is doing a... We'll go to the phones and we'll...
Maybe it's like a reboot. Oh, because there was a movie that came out in 2001 called that. Oh, okay.
Hi, City.
Yeah, they got both a movie, like she said, an older movie and...
This is a reboot of the movie. They've turned it into a TV show. So, yeah, Paul Rudd is... Yeah, I think...
Wheels and I were like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I was like, hang on a sec here.
A new TV show with Bradley Cooper, Paul Rudd, and Elizabeth Banks?
Right. Like, how did we not hear more about that?
Yeah.
All right, so we got to the bottom of that. We're good. You look like you're still researching.
Oh, yeah. I was just trying to see who was in the actual TV show, but I'm still working on it.
So. All right. Okay, 8:22, we'll take a break. News, weather, sports coming up, and then a mouthful of Hooters. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to the home of Monday Night Football, Hooters. We'll do that coming up next time.
City traffic.
And don't forget, I'll be hosting on Monday Night Football down at Hooters every Monday, and starting on the 14th. And I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. You've been like looking for a Monday night gig for a long time.
Yeah,
so I'm really happy for you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm happy for you.
I'm not.
He's
so gassy after Hooters Day. Oh. Tuesdays become my worst day of the week.
A little bit tired and a little bit, you know, so he's kind of funnier when he's like that.
He stinks the day after. Traffic is for Lasertopia. You haven't experienced laser tag in 2 levels. What are you waiting for? Games start every 15 minutes, so get on it. Visit lasertopia.ca.
You just imagine how my wife feels. There's that.
We don't want to ever imagine what your wife goes through. No.
Fresh, delicious, tasty. A mouthful of Hooters.
Savannah and Natalie, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
204-780-CITY, CITI. 2484, looking for a caller to win a $25 gift certificate to Hooters. What is your name?
Lee.
Who's going to win, Hooters girls or Philly?
The Hooters girls. Philly can't hang.
Philly can't hang.
Hey, I can hang plenty good.
All right. Rena, you want to start?
Sure.
You'll be asking Philly the questions. I'll be asking the girls the questions. Go ahead.
Okay. Philly, in many other countries, Labor Day is actually called May Day. True or false?
False. That's a show about plane crashes.
That is
correct.
It's actually true.
True.
Yeah. Playing the wrong noise. In Europe, they all celebrate Labor Day on May 1st, so they call it May Day.
All right, ladies. True or false? Most women will go into labor on the first weekend in September, hence the name Labor Day.
False.
It's false.
That is correct.
Like, true or false. The sky is, I don't know, some silly color. The
Labor Day is to honor the labor union, specifically the eight-hour day movement. There you go. Good job.
Wonderful. Philly, does Labor Day originate from Canada or the U.S.?
Canada.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I knew that. I'm Canadian.
Congratulations.
Yeah, good job.
True or false, ladies? Jamaica is the only other country that celebrates Labor Day on the same day as Canada.
Oh, tough one.
False.
That is correct.
Yeah. The United States is actually the only country that celebrates on the same day. All the other countries celebrate on different days.
You guys are two for two.
Two for two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're only one leg
behind there.
Philly, what word was commonly used before the 16th century to refer to the autumn season, which starts after Labor Day?
Friends off, Natalie. You're just coming at me today.
But I just want to sit next to you.
That's a good point. True or false, autumn, what?
Totally distracted.
What, Natalie? Good strategy, Natalie. Just exactly answer the question. Nice work.
What word was commonly used before the 16th century to refer to the autumn season, which starts after Labor Day?
Fall.
No. Harvest.
Harvest.
Harvest season, yeah.
All right, finally, well, you've already won, but one more just for good measure. 90% of countries worldwide celebrate some version of Labor Day. True or false?
True.
There you go.
That's correct. It's either called International Workers' Day, May Day, or Labor Day. But yes, over 90% of countries around the world celebrate that.
Which ones don't?
I don't know.
Didn't think so.
Hey, listen, I'm not here to answer the questions. You are.
Sorry.
All right, Lee, you got yourself a $25 gift certificate from Hooters. Good for you. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. 8:37. We'll take a quick break. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Hang on.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World-class rock.
Rena, can you go ahead and start while I fix the error I made here?
All right, I just wanted to give a shout-out today to my neighbors and to Animal Service and to Winnipeg's Lost Dog Alert for helping me find my missing dog, who decided to break down the fence and run for her life yesterday during the thunderstorm. Missing for 6 hours. After searching for a while, I was able to track her down. So big thanks to Animal Services, who didn't call the pound on me, because a nice lady decided to hold her until I got her.
Cool. Good neighbors.
Yes.
Yep. I got awesome neighbors, yep.
A BC man says he should find out in about 3 months if he's grown the world's longest cucumber. Daniel Tomlin of Kelowna says the current record is 105 centimeters. And when he filed the application to Guinness, his kook was almost 108 centimeters. It's since grown to about 113 centimeters, requiring him to create his own special pickle jar to hold the pickle.
That's a big jar.
He's a shower, not a grower. Grower, not a shower.
What happens when it gets mushy?
Well,
does everyone still want to try the cucumber?
You look into some medication for that.
A guy down in the States is in a little bit of trouble. He went to a local glory hole. For those of you that don't know what a glory hole is, I won't bother explaining it.
Google search it.
But he decided to start putting vegetables through the glory hole.
What a waste of money, first of all. You're going to go there and be funny? Take care of business, man.
Anyways, apparently the whole situation is in trouble because it's bringing light and, dark corners of the city. And anyways, weird. It sounds like everyone's going to go to Clink for a couple nights.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.